From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured after an earthquake struck Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 43 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. VOA's Bill Ide told me that earthquakes are something that Taiwan has faced many times before.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999, and that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious, and it's something that people are quite used to, but of course they don't want this to happen.
VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. Thousands of Syrians fled Aleppo, headed to the Turkish border on Friday. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. That's even though Ankara had closed its crossing point. The charity said it was setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as the Assad government's troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the city of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange said Friday a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has been for the past few years, Assange said the ruling is a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling and say they will arrest Assange if he leaves the embassy. Sweden wants the WikiLeaks founder for an investigation of rape, an allegation that he denies. Brazilian health officials say they have found live Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. Speaking at a news conference on Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Doctors suspect the mosquito-borne virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The New York Fire Department has confirmed that one person was killed when a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during morning rush hour Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crane collapsed as work crews were trying to bring it down because of high winds.
They were in the process of securing the crane. They got to the work site this morning at 7, recognized the winds were in the 20-mile-an-hour plus range, and were proceeding to secure the crane, actually to bring it down to a safe and secure position when this incident occurred.
The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks, smashing several parked cars. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That's lower than the previous couple of months. Friday's Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%. A separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, saying the trade deficit grew $1.2 billion in December. Wall Street didn't like the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.3% Friday. The S&P 500 fell almost 2%, and the NASDAQ was down 3.2%. European stocks also closed lower. Asian stocks were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.